This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
Seemed quite early to me to be making a head coaching change.
Yeah. kind of what it's been there at the Jets. You know, they barely won over 30% in the last 10 years. So, you know, the owner being the owner, just ready, fire, aim.
Bill Belichick living his best life with the Mannings on Monday night. Great line, ready, fire, aim. I was surprised by that, but incidentally. I really thought
Wiggy was right.
I thought the Jets were an option to salvage. Seems like not. But you're on board with the Jets still, especially with the Devontae Adams trade now, right? You're back in on them as a playoff team?
No. I think Devontae Adams is
a nothing?
Not nothing, but show me a team.
We'll be better than Mike Williams.
I guess. But, like, Aaron Rodgers is just not a winning player. He's not. And
he only won one.
Okay, great.
Despite bad coaching. You will agree.
He
was saddled with McCarthy.
If you want to talk talent, Aaron Rodgers is a top five most talented quarterback in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. But who cares? Wasted talent is worse than talent alone. I mean,
they are, to me, even though they're 2-4, they're like the team. I'm enthralled by them. Every week I want to watch them.
But, like, it's why I can't hate Mahomes. Like, obviously, insanely talented. His father was a relief pitcher in baseball. Like, he's got a lot of genetic advantages. But he also has a crazy genetics with me. Look at his family. And all that he's overcome, the noise that he's surrounded by. Could you imagine if Aaron Rodgers' teammate was dating Taylor Swift and he wasn't getting the attention?
Right.
Like, Mahomes is, and how everybody from Herbert to Trevor Lawrence to Daniel Jones, I mean, the amount of Dak Prescott is making more money than Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. It's obscene.
It is.
But he...
Two good games this week, them and the Niners, Jets and the Steelers.
But just to finish it, Mahomes just wants to beat Brady. And I love that Brady's now in his division. Like, that is great.
Well, in the meantime, Bill is biding his time, waiting for the next coaching job. Maybe it's Jerry Jones, who erupted this week at talk show hosts. I don't know.
Not going to be Dallas.
You don't think?
No.
You're off Dallas?
I'm totally off Dallas.
I can't give up that dream.
And Jerry Jones, did you see the people excusing it, saying, oh, this is exactly what he wanted. He wanted everybody talking about him, not his team. You morons.
All right, we're talking Bill or Kraft. Who's the blame for the 1-5 record, the state of the roster around Drake May? You did get a good quarterback, it appears. One that is capable of, what do you think, elevating this team to some wins? Do you expect a win tomorrow?
Patriots?
He's better than Trevor Lawrence already.
Oh, I think the Pats win tomorrow.
I think so, too. I think they blow him out, actually.
And then they have 6 weeks to get ahead of last year's record.
So, if they win...
They were 2-10 last year.
If they get on a winning streak...
For everybody that says the team's in disarray, you probably forgot about last season.
Well, I do wonder that. Like, they have several weeks of winning...
Lose the greatest coach of all time, and they're on the same pace the next year with the guy who's never coached before? Wow.
So is it possible we look at the roster and think in a couple weeks it's not as bad as we're making it out to be?
No, it's a bad roster, okay. But it's also, Ken, it's like people acting like off-field issues are new now. Like, do you want to go through the list of them?
Oh, here or elsewhere? I mean, under Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
he is giving his guys more freedom, and so they're chatting away
Devontae
more.
Parker bitched about the team's interest in DeAndre Hopkins.
But that was recent history. And that's when Bill let go of the reins.
So is this year close to last year or no?
This year's close to last year.
So is it fair to say that the players that are openly speaking out against the team might have started that last year?
I think so. I think Bill...
A Gerard Mayo thing. It's a change in how Bill operated the team thing.
Yeah, Bill let it slip. But if you're the new coach, that's not an excuse. I mean,
Of course. I'm not saying that he's done a great job. I'm just saying that it's such revisionist history to say that Bill had it done this way and it was successful when recently it wasn't.
Let's go to, you put the bat signal out for Danny. He's calling in early today. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, well, do you think I'll get thrown out of the lobster pot if I go down there today? Because I'm a mile away, little shack down the...
Nice. Greg's on his way down right now.
Yeah, I think the mountain man in the morning will have me escort out of there because I don't think he likes me too much. But anyway, maybe I'll go in and take a chance.
I don't think he'll have me escorted out. I'm not sure he would know who you are.
Maybe not. But if I identify myself, he might. But anyway, that's fine. I'm only kidding. Well, anyways, Curtis, okay, let's get down to business here. Only a pathetic, insecure loser would take credit for when things are going good, i.e. week one, and then when things start to go bad, start blaming the previous administration for their downfall. Kraft had all season.
Wait. So when things were going well, Bill Belichick took the credit, but when things went poorly, he blamed Kraft.
Forget about Belichick.
No, well,
Move on from Belichick.
This Danny, I will not. You can't kick me out of my own show like you at the Lobster Pot. I'm going to tell you this right now. You're literally defining how Bill Belichick was at the end of his run here.
This is about Gerard Mayo. You were happy and angry they won that frigging game the first week because you wanted to stomp on Bill Belichick's head. The post-game locker room camera when Kraft was saying, out with the old, in with the new coaching. This is the way we do business. No more military attitude.
He literally never said anything like that.
That's what you were all about after week one. They became your useful idiots. And now they're blaming the other guy for what they're doing.
Okay, Danny, I'm just asking you a question.
He's ashamed of himself, which is why, Danny, I want them to lose every friggin' game now. I can't wait. This is petty. They had every opportunity to spend money.
Can you hold for a second, Danny? Hold for a second. You don't like petty people in the NFL?
I don't like this pettiness.
Oh, okay.
It was unseemly.
I mean, there's nobody more petty than Bill Belichick and what he's done. Hey, who ignored
Danny, stop him for a second.
Who ignored the week one game on his 16 shows?
Hey, all Mayo
so you can't
done.
Answer a question?
Yeah, Bill Belichick ignored it.
Okay, you know who's petty now, Danny?
Oh, yeah, you know what? Number one, Bill Belichick has a track record of success.
Wait a minute,
I'll answer your question. Number two.
I mean, nobody's more petty in the history of sports than Bill Belichick.
Did you let Danny talk? God, it's Saturday. Calm down.
All Mayo is done. Since Belichick has been fired, and he did this on when Belichick was on his way out, and a lame duck coach and GM was throw shots at Belichick. And suddenly Belichick is returning some fire, and you blame the retaliator? Give me a friggin' break. You are the king of spite and grudge.
Bill Belichick is the king of spite. I agree. Bill Belichick is the spite king.
Dictatorial grudge person.
Bill Belichick is the biggest. Maybe Mayo learned it from Bill.
You are the king of spite, Curtis.
You said
the radio,
that six times.
And
I don't know how many more times
Belichick
you can say
for being a little spiteful. Good for Belichick.
Wait, so you're celebrating somebody's spite while attacking them for it?
It depends on the spite.
You sit there.
Oh my God, I can sit there.
Everything
because
about that question
Danny asked Mayo. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Can you at least be grateful that I asked the questions?
Well,
Danny,
that's my point. I mean, Danny, you know how Curtis is. He got under Mayo's skin. It was definitely unseemly, Curtis. You'll admit Mayo shouldn't have said that. That's the low road. He went low.
But here's the deal, Ken.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Ken. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying it's Curtis's fault.
Well,
here's
the deal.
Like Curtis gets
here's
people.
Here's the deal, Ken.
Yeah.
In that question,
right,
that Curtis asked, it was a great question. Great question. In that question, everything was pointing at Kraft not supporting the structure that a first-round quarterback picked in the first round needed to be nurtured and start week one. Everything. So then he's blaming Kraft, but then he turns around today and blames Belichick.
Wait, one last one, Danny. Okay, one last one, just if I could. I know it's, just trying to be nice.
That's what I just asked.
Danny, so why wouldn't Bill Belichick say it himself? Why does he have his little minion do it for him? If you're mad about somebody saying something, why can't Bill Belichick
answer the question?
Why can't Bill Belichick say how he feels? What's he afraid of?
He turned the other cheek for the longest time.
Oh, yeah, he turned the other cheek.
He
put both cheeks on your head. God, get your head out of his ass.
Yeah, well,
I want you to answer the question.
Answer about Mayo. Why did he play him early?
Duplicitous, Curtis.
Why? Duplicitous pawn scum? What am I, Kevin Mannix?
Yeah, duplicitous pawn scum.
All right, let's end it there. Now,
what was the question?
It's Mayo's fault he didn't play Drake earlier. Why is he blaming Bill, basically?
It is not Mayo's fault that he didn't play Drake earlier. It is the organization's fault that they didn't have a roster that could sustain it.
Oh, so you agree that Mayo was right to sit him for a couple weeks? Oh, boy.
Wait, no, Mayo. It wasn't Mayo's decision to start or not start.
He had no control?
No, none.
Powerless Mayo.
I said that at the time. Everybody said I was crazy. Now, in hindsight, everybody says it wasn't his call. Like, if you just wait around, I'm right. Like, you'll get there.
I picture the Cape. I've never lived on the Cape full time, but I picture Cape Cod is so serene and mellow. And Danny's down there, and we work him up every Saturday. We probably bother, like, half the
but
region.
My thing is, you're getting mad at somebody that's spiteful or passive-aggressive when Bill Belichick is in the Hall of Fame of spite.
There's too many spites to keep track. Now, by the way, we're 4-1
But
Kraft.
Why can't Bill Belichick say how he feels? Why does he have Lombardi do it for him?
Can I put that as a vote for Kraft to
yeah,
blame?
Definitely not a vote for Bill.
Okay, 5-1
So why does Bill Belichick not have the balls to say how he feels?
He will. Just give him time.
But why not now? Why would you have?
He didn't have a media opportunity.
Don't you think it's the peak of
he wasn't on Nesson
to not say it yourself, but have your useful tool do it?
That's how they work. That's how he and Kraft have worked for years. They get things out through people.
But it's bad if one person does it, and it's okay if another does.
Yeah, it depends on your take. Okay. Now, Joe, where are you voting? Who's to blame? Bill or Kraft?
Like 52-48 I blame Kraft more than Bill.
6-1 You are the only one who blames Bill for this roster.
I just said, not by much, though.
Okay, that's still 52 is that's a win. That's a win for Bill. Bill is coming out looking good.
He didn't get many of those last year.
Bill exited stage right.
So if they
perhaps sabotage the team and people will take his side.
So if the Patriots win tomorrow, they have the same record as they did with Bill
at this point
through 7 weeks.
Right.
And last year, just to go back, just to
but
show
last
everybody.
Last year, was Bill trying?
Oh, wow, that sounds petty and spiteful to not try while you're making $30 million.
Nobody says he's not petty and spiteful.
Did Robert Kraft pay Bill Belichick the highest salary in the NFL?
Reportedly.
So why would you hate a guy who made you the highest paid guy in the NFL?
To your report, still paying him.
So, like, I mean, think of that.
Let's go to Dave in Walpole. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, guys. So it's Belichick for what he left. He left nothing. I mean, a few players, but not a roster that bottom five roster. But since then, they haven't done anything to improve it. I mean, Kraft brought back the same guys, except for Belichick, who drafted this garbage the last few years. I mean, Groh and Wolf, they were in the room when all these things happened, or were they playing solitaire on their computer the whole time?
yeah. So
and then the obvious lack of spending. So the fact is, they are worse now than they were at this point last year. Record wise, they certainly are, especially if they don't win. But they have a chance, though, to get better. That's the only good thing about this. They could be better. May could be a guy who makes them 2 or 3 wins better. And then how do we feel? If they won the last 4 games of the season, like in 93, how happy are we then? I think we're pretty happy. And then we move on.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, I do think, so I guess that's a Bill vote, but then he was bitching about them not spending, which is kind of crap. But anyway, if they do string together some momentum, I think that's important as much as because you pointed out that Bears trade, Curtis, and it is a haul. Like they traded back for Bryce Young. Panthers made a mistake, but took a chance, but blew up on him.
Think the Patriots could use O.J. McDuffie right now?
I think they could use O.J. Simpson right now. I mean,
the thing that's just amazing is the offense is really bad, and it was really bad with many porous. And they need to get better, and the one guy that is able to elevate those around him is the guy that's finally playing. So I think they'll get a couple wins. Maybe I'm crazy.
Yeah, I think tomorrow. And I both think they're going
to
win tomorrow.
But we just need to
what are the odds on that, by the way?
We just need to remember one thing, okay? They went 4-13 last year. They were 2-12. Mm-hmm. The organization was the defense lost Judon. This team lost Judon. David Andrews played a full year. The offensive line was far healthier. Christian Barmore played a whole year. Jawan Bentley played a whole year. Jabril Peppers, Kyle Duggar. They were far healthier. The roster was slightly more talented.
They have been decimated by injury this year.
Not much more talented, but slightly more talented.
Yeah.
Better offensive coordinator last year than this year. So, and they have the greatest coach in the history of the sport, and they won 4 games.
But you believe Bill sabotaged the roster. I kind of agree, too. I don't think you can compare it to last year.
Don't you respect Mayo slightly for being like, I'm not going to go there, but I'm not going to say it's not him?
I mean, it was funny. It was a great clip for our business, but he probably shouldn't have said that. That's not great. It's petty.
But absent those questions, we don't know anything about these guys.
He lets you get to him. It happens to the best of us. I mean, it happens to me once in a while on these Saturday shows.
Right.
Eventually, you needle enough.
Oh, my God. We should get what you said about Greg during the break.
Let's get to Joe right now. I said nothing about Greg. Greg and I dined last night.
I know. Just bitching about me the whole time.
A great time last night. And Greg is getting up and early, driving down to the Oyster Fest. Is that, it's a lobster trap, right?
If you're ever looking for a fun thing for Maya for like a nice day, the canal walk is awesome. And it's like an hour.
Which canal?
The Cape. So you park at the Bourne Bridge. You can walk to the Sagamore. It's 7 miles, or you can go halfway.
7 miles. Slow down.
Yeah. Or it's 3 miles out, 3 miles back.
Wow. Okay. Keep that in mind. Right now, here's the news.
You don't like petty people in the NFL?
I don't like this pettiness.
Mookie Betts turns on this ball, sends it to deep left field, and it's a leadoff shot. Mookie Betts brings the Dodgers closer. A solo home run makes it 10-6.
Was that last night? The Mookie homered last night. Dodgers did not win. Second straight game with a dinger, though, for the Mook man.
That was a classic Mookie playoff home run, though.
Yeah, but before that, he had been a factor, a major factor. Some say outshining Shohei. Hitting 300, 4 homers, 11 RBI. 12 for 40 now in the postseason. But anyway, he wasn't the story last night, but Verdugo ends up getting like the squib infield single that scores the winning run. So this playoff is a good, it's entertaining, even if you're not watching every day, and it's just littered with odd Red Sox, former Red Sox things happening. Brazier's starting games, and you're seeing JD Martinez appear.
The Noel bat flip.
Yeah,
the big Christmas.
Oh, awesome.
Moment of the postseason.
Big Xmas.
We're talking Pats, but just a quick diversion to baseball. So obviously three of these teams here are that are left are big payroll teams, Mets, Yankees, Dodgers, top five teams. The Guardians, the lone team that's 23rd in payroll, $106 million. By the way, Curtis just ordered, thanks to the text line, delivery for Mucinex.
Yeah, Walgreens right around the corner.
What
Boom.
A world we live in.
Mucinex nasal spray.
One button on your phone and it's here. And thanks to the text line and the magic of radio, you have somebody diagnosing your ailment.
Right.
So this is going to perk you up for the second half.
Yeah, it's
show.
Like doing like a line of blow.
So the Guardians, I guess, are proof you don't have to spend big to win. But generally speaking, in baseball, you got to spend, you know, somewhere in the top 15, 20 teams, you know, payroll. You got to spend some to get into the game. And the Guardians probably going to get eliminated here, but they are a good story. So do you think the Red Sox look at this and are inspired to spend? Does this have any impact on Fenway Sports Group, what's happening
Zero.
In the postseason?
Zero.
I mean, I kind of agree with you. I hope it does. Seeing the Yankees win in all might, might.
What's the name of the board that John Henry's on? Economic Reform Committee.
You bring this up every week.
So you really think this is going to reshape his approach?
Yeah, but there's something about seeing it happen. And if they are in the World Series and it's Sano and it's Judge and it's in your face and it's Verdugo and it's every night, it's tough to ignore. Something about that it's might just, push Henry over the
don't
edge.
Don't you think Henry's ignored the Red Sox entirely? They're now focused on buying a Vegas basketball team.
I know. I agree with you. I'm just hoping somewhere inside me, I'm hoping that actually, nice job.
Thank you.
I'm hoping somehow he gets drawn to the World Series. Something about that reverts into his childhood when he was watching Stan the Man. And he says, damn it, we got to spend. We got to do it. We got to get Sano. We got to get Vlad.
I do wonder, though, if the stopping of a pursuit of the Celtics and developing a desire to go after the Vegas basketball team, maybe they're getting out of Boston.
You brought this up on the show Friday on the Greg Hill Show.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't see it. I don't. So Linda would pack up and move as well. She would just escape the region. They'd all
you
go to Vegas.
We could live in L.A., I mean.
I don't know. I think they're too entrenched here. And by the way, they've put so much effort into building up around Fenway. It's a cash cow for them here. Right. Why
well,
would they
you own it? You could just sell it. I mean, I don't know. Listen, I don't know. Obviously, it's wishful thinking, but I've never been to Vegas. I don't know what it's like out there. Doesn't seem to be a great place to raise a family, but who knows?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, they're beyond that. I mean, they're at the stage now where they're in kind of retirement mode. I mean, not to make it like an age joke or something, but it's not about raising a family.
You look at Liverpool, their fans hate them up and down. But they're right now, I would say, if you had a grade, I would say most hated owner right now in Boston is Kraft.
Judging by the voting today, yes.
I would say number two is Henry. And I think the Bruins are kind of ever since the cap came in that Jeremy Jacobs tried for. I mean, they paid
I don't sense any Bruins hate. I mean, even if they're not, and actually they're kind of a sneaky contender this year, but most people were kind of impressed that they
longest
maintained.
Championship drought.
Yeah, they're like respectable every year. There's not.
But they were always respectable when I was a kid. They just never spent to go over the top.
I know, but you can't bitch about that now.
Exactly.
They even signed Swayman. Got that done. And they're smart with their money, actually, in a cap sport where even you admit the cap matters there.
Of course.
But over to baseball, the frustrating thing is, you look at the payroll. So the Red Sox finished, according to Spotrac, they're 11th in payroll this year, $190 million. So that should be enough, I guess. But you're still, what, $100 million behind the Mets, $140 million behind the Mets. But there are easily 5 to 10 teams you can cross out of contention every year that will have no chance.
But here's what you're forgetting.
You can't even finish. You're competing against 20 teams, and you've been last place for the last 5
years. How many teams now, because of Bally going belly up, are run by, their local TV networks are run by Major League Baseball? Yeah. I would think half almost.
It's definitely a handful, because then they just sell to FanDuel.
It's several, okay? So the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Cubs, the Braves, like, they have such a huge advantage.
That's what I mean. You go into every season, but all you have to do is finish in the top half of 20 teams, basically, that are actually in contention.
But what I'm telling you is they make so much money off Nesson, and they reallocate that money all over to these other ventures, and the Red Sox on the field are suffering. And it's the reason why Sam Kennedy can never answer it. About the how many times did I ask Brian O'Halloran why they've changed their approach? They've changed their approach. And, you know, maybe you can, you know, use all of Heim Bloom's picks and win a title now, but it's just inexcusable to be as bad as they've been.
Well, we talk at Winter Weekend with Sam, and usually Tom Werner comes by, and they seem like we always ask about the payroll. Werner in particular confuses me because he seems adamant they're spending in like a top five. I remember a couple years ago, it was brought up, hey, why aren't you guys in the top 10? And he was like, we are in the top 10. Do you think they just somehow, like, they've lost track of the dollars? Like,
No. So those that are intentionally misleading
okay,
obfuscate for no reason. Like, if there was an actual top 10 payroll list and they were in the top five, they would be in the Globe. It would be out there. It's not.
When I was a kid, we used to go out like to lunch with my grandmother, and she would like leave a dollar tip because she was used to the economics of like her day, and you'd have to slide a couple bucks on the table to make it respectable, you know, without her looking. So maybe they're used to the economics of 20 years ago when they bought the team.
Okay,
they've stayed by that, and they think they're up to speed on everything.
But in your mom's case, it was just the waitress who suffered. In this case, the whole region does.
Well, I know, but they just need some. That's why I thought Theo would make a big difference.
Yeah, he's just.
He would come in and.
He got a point to Fenway Sports Group, and they used him to make some good hay for a couple days.
He didn't even show up. Like, you didn't see him anywhere.
He wasn't even at the 20-year reunion. By the way, do I have a screener for this Netflix thing?
Yeah, I put your email in, and I have not got it back yet. You were very upset about this.
I was all excited to watch it.
Well, I'm waiting for it. So, yeah, the screener for the 04 3-episode retrospective is out Wednesday on Netflix. And we're hoping to have the director on with you guys Tuesday.
Who is the director?
He's actually a former Red Sox employee. I'll pull up the information here at some point.
Don Orsillo?
He's not Don Orsillo. Anyway. It is Colin Barnicle. He was a Sox clubby. He worked for the team in 06-07. He is the director and executive producer. He has a World Series ring from 07. Then he went on to become a filmmaker. So anyway.
Is that like Mike's kid or is it?
I don't know if he's related at all. But anyway, he's supposedly coming on Tuesday to talk about it. And it's from those who have seen it, our buddy Joe Weil, who does pre and post, he did get a screener, sorry to report, ahead of you. And he saw it and he was gushing about it. So it seems cool that these guys are a little bit now that they're outside the organization and they can really talk freely about things 20 years later, it's just a little more loose and.
Yeah.
Truthful.
I believe it is his kid. And by the way, Mike Barnicle, now a big fan of Kamala's book.
Okay. All right. 617-779-7937. A little baseball diversion there. Back to the Patriots and Drake May. What do you want to see from Drake tomorrow? What do you expect to see? And the quarterback pecking order. Now, Trevor Lawrence will be on the field for a little while. Maybe Mac Jones.
If you're Jacksonville, don't you just start Mac? Like,
just to rattle.
What the hell do you have to lose?
Well, I do want to talk about that. I mean, they are stuck in Trevor Lawrenceville. They paid this guy so much money. I know you've stood by that he's a decent quarterback or a good quarterback or whatever you phrased it.
What do you think they could get for Trevor Lawrence if they put him on the trade market with his contract and everything?
Right now, nothing. He's untradeable.
He is awful.
He throws a bad pick every game he plays.
You don't think the Panthers would trade for Trevor Lawrence?
He loses every week. Okay, why would you trade for this guy with that money?
Because everybody believes that you can make a guy great. The same reason why Jim Harbaugh went to the Chargers.
I mean, I guess. I mean, maybe you get a low pick for him or something like that. But they are stuck.
So you can get a second round. You can get a second round pick for Trevor Lawrence.
You're out of your mind. Out of your mind. He is gonna throw up on his shoes again tomorrow in London. Patriots will win going away.
Bad bangers and mash.
Drake is gonna catch fire with pop. You're going to pops all over the place. This is a blowout Pats win tomorrow.
Alrighty.
This is one of the worst defenses ever assembled, statistically. Jacksonville.
And Bill Belichick's likely destination.
All right, we'll talk quarterbacks a bit coming up next.
You talked about they wanted to start him right away. From what you've seen from where he was week one to week now, how different is it?
Different. Completely different. We had a period yesterday, again, another start fast period against our defense, good on good in the red zone. I didn't give him an answer for a zero blitz look that the defense presented, and he got himself out of trouble with the right protection adjustment and the route change into a touchdown. So for me, he can get in there and he can protect himself. He knows the calls he needs to make. So I don't know if we'd have gotten that done in week one.
AVP talking about Drake's progress from week one through week seven, at least this week of practice. Curtis, do you buy that? Zero blitz avoidance and protection adjustment. He wouldn't have been able to do that early.
I listen to Van Pelt and I'm just like, one ear in, one ear out.
I will admit I'm fighting an uphill battle because I still am nervous he's going to get hurt. The knee thing popped up this week.
So then you didn't want him to play the whole year?
I didn't. You know that. I've been. Is that Courtney
AVP.
Listening to Greg? No, AVP is a smart guy. Just gotta drill in and saddle up and listen. I feel bad for AVP. He's in for a tough couple months. But back to the point of whether they should have played him earlier or not. So,
can I just say something totally quickly?
Yeah.
Squirrel moment. How does Notre Dame have a greater than 50% chance of playing in the playoff? They lost at home to Northern Illinois.
This sounds like a BC fan who is trying to deflect.
We're not good. Notre Dame's a much better team than us. But like, it's obscene. They lost at home to Northern Illinois.
What happened Thursday, by the way? Just a tough start? Like they were battling back? I honestly don't know.
I've been in a freaking sinus haze. Woody Hayes and sinus haze. Back to football. Okay, Alex Van Pelt.
Van Pelt saying May was better not to have started week one. Essentially, they're defending the decision. You look, though, at the quarterback power rankings, as I am wont to do.
Quarterback power rankings?
Yes.
What freaking website are you on?
This is the 33rd team. It's a group of former Pro Football Focus guys. They put out the quarterback rankings every week.
Awfultakes.org.
Number one, Jaden Daniels. So it is.
In the NFL?
In the NFL.
Okay.
Based on overall skill set and 2024 production.
You have a lot of responsibilities. Okay, looking at a website that has Jaden Daniels as the best quarterback in the NFL is not a website worth your time.
Well, just right now, based on so far this year.
What does that mean right now?
He's been very productive, and he's got amazing skills. And
so,
how he's performed so far this year. So I'm trying to give
you
some argument.
So then Drake May is better than Patrick Mahomes?
Drake May is 28th.
Why?
Patrick Mahomes is 6th.
Wow. He's got 6 touchdowns, 6 picks.
Right. He's been middling. But they obviously factor in a bunch of things. It's
okay,
just some
so
guy's
just,
list.
It's a stupid list.
I'm just trying to set the stage here to give you ammo that maybe they should have started May sooner. Jaden Daniels has already rocketed to number one, the guy that went one pick ahead of your pick.
Do you know what the record, I heard this across the street, do you know what the record of teams that had a quarterback taken, they don't have to play, all the other teams that took a quarterback in the first round, what their record is through 30 games combined?
You got to take out the Bryce Young week one. When did he get a bench? Week one? Two?
What are you talking about? The teams that took a quarterback in the first round this year, it doesn't matter if they played them or not.
Caleb, Jaden, Bo Nix. And Drake May.
And Kirk Cousins.
25 and 10.
21 and 9.
That's pretty good.
So all these teams that were needing a quarterback, whether the quarterback's playing or not, those organizations are 12 games over 500. And you're sitting here at 1 and 5.
But do you think Mayo screwed up
Yes.
By not
it's not Mayo's decision. I think that Kraft and Elliott Wolf screwed up. And that they would be, like, I had this disagreement on the morning show. Like, it's not even a really tough debate. They beat the Bengals week one. Week two.
Joe Burrow fifth on this list, by the way.
Week two.
Seattle.
You have
Geno Smith.
Sorry. Week two, you have the Seattle Seahawks.
Yep.
That's you have the ball.
Yep.
Up three with 2 minutes left.
Right.
And I don't believe Drake May takes that sack. You kick a field goal. You're up six. You win that game. And then you absolutely beat the Dolphins. You're 3-3. And the and then you win tomorrow. You're over 500 with 13 games left.
Yeah. They definitely should have started him against Miami. In hindsight, I was wrong. Probably earlier, but at some point, at least they came to their senses. You got to give them that. It could have been worse. They could have benched him for longer.
So the reason I bring up the pettiness of Bill and Robert, and they've both been petty, there's been plenty of petty to go on all sides of this debate. For several years now, the organization's North Star hasn't been a Super Bowl. It's been proving a point. It's been establishing a P corner. It's been trying to block someone out. Like, it's fascinating to me that an organization above any other team and any other sport in my lifetime that had the singular goal, do your job, fall in line, we're going to go for a championship, everything's worth it because we end up on a duck boat in Boston, has now devolved into 180 degrees from that. So I don't put that all on one singular person, but to me it's clear that there was one guy who did actually take less and prioritize winning and got everybody else to, as a disciple of Bill, to buy in, and that was Tom. But Bill and Tom were still knowing they had the other, that they were going to be in contention for a championship every single year. And the second Tom left, and the manner in which he left, which is a key component where whether you think it was Bill, whether you think it was Tom.
It was Tom.com.
Or Robert, whatever, in terms of why they divorced.
Yes.
It stands to reason that they all have culpability in it, whether it's 10% or 80%. And so that they all agreed that it was no longer their best way forward, it is, to me, very informative to see how the three operated once they were no longer together as a group.
Well, what was jarring this week?
But look, and Tom goes to Tampa,
yeah,
and it's winning a championship. It's competing. They here go to Cam Newton. I mean, it's been disarray.
Yeah, it has been.
And so whether or not you want to blame Mayo all for this year and Bill, none of it. Bill Belichick was the head coach of this football team, the highest paid executive in football for 4 years, and they were bad. They didn't win a single playoff game. They had one season above 500. The rest were basic dumpster fires in which the team got progressively worse. So for him to sit back now and say, oh, you know, how dare they blame me? Like, the culture that elevated everybody has now gotten toxic to where it takes away. It poisons people now.
But you would admit he had some ownership challenges. Ownership,
of course, ownership, but those meddling were always there.
Ownership was not spending. Spent 1 year, spent erratically. They were getting more collaborative on him.
Do you think
didn't
winning
like
a championship remained Bill Belichick's top priority?
I think so. Yeah, generally speaking. I'm sure he definitely wanted to win games to break the record. But then it became personal, and I think it became sort of sabotage land.
Right.
I do agree with that. And they were right to fire him.
Of course.
But even Kraft said, blame me. I should have taken power away from him years prior. I mean, Kraft is saying it's his fault. He should have fired him sooner.
Where has Bill Belichick accepted any blame?
I don't know that he's accepted blame.
Well, that would be the question I asked, so the answer is nowhere.
He is pretty proud of what he did here.
Not only that, but he rewrites history.
I think he gets through his minions the word out that he had a tough, you know, this was Robert's fault, you know,
right.
Basically. He's trying to blame on the Kraft. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the one guy that's having it both ways. And you can't. The team stunk last year.
I don't blame it on me.
But Bill's winning. I mean, God, he came back for the Brady thing, and he was celebrated, got the standing ovation. Now we're taking votes here this morning, and everybody's blaming Kraft. It's like Bill has played it right.
If Bill doesn't win at a high level again as a coach in the NFL, he lost.
Well, I mean, he didn't lose. He lost the end. You would...
Well, the end is where we have to decide because they all separated.
Yeah, but he's going to go down as the greatest coach of all time. historically.
I mean, if Andy Reid doesn't stop. Vince Young looks great. Holy cow.
But a texter brought this up earlier. I don't have it in front of me, but paraphrasing, Bill has to go through intermediaries to get his word out. He's still trying to play the game. He can't come out and rip Kraft overtly, even though you want him to do that. He's trying to get back into coaching at some point. So he's trying to play. He's got to go behind
the scenes. Oh, yeah. I'm sure Jerry Jones is irked when Bill Belichick rips Robert
Kraft. Well, you said he's not going to Dallas.
Well, oh, yeah, the Jets or any
other. He's not going to the Jets.
Do you think the other owners love Robert Kraft?
I think they do.
Oh, God, you can't even say that with a straight face.
A friendly group.
What are you talking? What a dumb argument.
Now, can we talk about Brady? The most jarring moment of the week.
Was... No, but specifically on that, you can't say that somebody's petty when another guy is literally having everybody else do his business for him.
Well, nobody's saying he's not petty. He's being smart about it. He can't come out himself and rip Mayo.
Why? He ripped the Jets? That takes an opportunity out.
I know, but he hates the Jets, and everybody knows that.
Oh, you think he loves Robert Kraft?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
God, he had a nice press conference when he left. Can I make my Brady point?
Sure.
I do think this needs to be examined a little bit. Why is Brady the owner of the Raiders? Can you just dumb it down for me? How did this happen? How is he a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders and not the New England Patriots?
Because he found a useful idiot in Mark Davis who offered him a can't-miss deal that the Krafts wouldn't match. And it was almost as dumb as the Krafts were in allowing Tom to leave without franchising.
Like, can you rewind the clock 5 years? If somebody had told you then, Curtis, Brady's leaving, he's going to win a Super Bowl, and then he's going to be the owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, wouldn't you be stunned? Wouldn't you be flabbergasted, gobsmacked?
I would be.
Jaw hitting the floor? Like, what has happened?
Well, I just told you.
Mark Davis gave him an offer.
He couldn't refuse.
He couldn't refuse.
In terms of being the first player owner in NFL history.
Do you think he had an offer here?
Yes.
You think Kraft would have given him, unlike what Ninko told you yesterday?
I don't think they would have matched it.
Great interview with Ninkovich, calling with Ninko yesterday on the Greg Hill Show. Go rewind on the Odyssey app and listen to that. Good insight. I think he is briefed. He's plugged in.
I agree.
He said no. Kraft wasn't going to sell, even to Brady.
No, but there was a story that Greg cited from Bloomberg last week where they said that they would be interested in a private equity deal.
What's that mean?
The NFL can now take money from private equity firms. And that Robert Kraft was interested.
So he would have sold.
He's in the process of it.
So why the hell would he not?
Because they don't want to take anything that is less than market value.
It's just stunning.
The only people who didn't take a pay cut are Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft. That's it. Everybody else did.
But to Wiggy's point, our good friend Jermaine Wiggins, having Brady here is such a win for Robert. It's Teflon for you.
Not a win at the one table that they care about.
Oh, man, I can't believe that.
You tell me.
I think Brady didn't want to come back here, and I'm not going to do the weather thing again. But there's got to be something like he just wants to strike out on his own and still stick it to Robert that way or still, just prove he can do it elsewhere.
What I want to believe is that he's with the Raiders because he wants to get in the same division and stifle Mahomes' path to him.
Oh, that's very grandiose. I like that. It's dramatic, but I don't see that. It's true.
I just think the pumpkin pie haircutted freak was like, yeah, 220, here's the 5%.
But do you think Brady was, like, proud of that, or was he, like, sick to his stomach? Like, what have I done? I've purchased
sick
the Raiders.
Sick to his stomach? I mean, what is wrong with you?
He's a Patriot for
life. How many players in NFL history have owned a part of a team?
I don't know.
Okay, zero.
Well, now, Seymour.
Okay, so two. Right. So, for the first time in the history, Peyton Manning didn't.
Yeah. Elway, does Elway have ownership?
Nope. Remember, he took a salary instead, and he lost out on like $100 million like an idiot. Can we get the drop from KNC Drops for John Elway?
Don't you think it was just weird, though? Like, what is Brady thinking walking in there? He's walking into the Raiders facility. He grew up a Niners fan. He played his life in New England. He's now a Raider for life.
I just told you, he got a can't-miss deal as an owner for the first time in NFL history for a player.
All right, seem to be fine with this. I'm having
Why would I have a problem with it?
I have because it's stunning news, and if you had learned this 5 years ago, you would have been stunned. Now you're like, no big deal.
Right.
Brady's a Raider.
I had no idea how far the Patriots would fall in his absence.
Are you unnerved by Brady owning the Raiders? What happened here? 617-779-7937. And our question of the day, who do you blame more, Kraft or Bill? We'll take more of your calls on that next.